Hi, this is your host Swapnil Bhartia, and welcome to TFR Newsroom. And today we have with us once again Lucas Gentile, co-founder and CEO of LoftLab. Lucas, it's great to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me over again.
We have been talking about vCluster for quite some time, and last time we also talked about the adoption and the interest that is growing. And if I'm not wrong, that vCluster now also supports EKS. So if you can tell, first of all, what does it mean for not only vCluster community, but also EKS community?
Yeah, I think, EKS is making a lot of progress with their EKS Anywhere product to essentially, extend EKS beyond the pure use case of, spinning up a cluster on top of AWS, but rather also, running it on the edge, running it in your private data center and hybrid scenarios. And, having EKS as a standalone distribution that doesn't necessarily rely on, all the AWS kind of hardwired cloud constructs that are in place, allows us to spin up virtual clusters with EKS now. So you can, it was always possible to run vCluster based on K3S on top of an EKS cluster. But now it's also possible to, have an on-prem cluster that may run with a completely different distribution and then, spin up a virtual cluster that now runs with EKS. That's a really interesting possibility that opens up there.
So can you also talk about where did the idea for adding support for EKS with vCluster came from? Who is doing the heavy lifting there? How is LoftLab involved?
Yeah, that is actually a really good question, because it wasn't that our team, just went out and added EKS support. It was actually the other way around. Rich and I were participating on containers on the couch. It's an AWS stream on YouTube. And the EKS folks got really excited about vCluster, I guess. And, we were chatting about extending support in vCluster for vanilla Kubernetes. At that point, we only had K3S as an option. And then we were working on making K0S work from Marantis. And, the EKS folks just took it away and contributed EKS as another distribution in vCluster. That was really great to see that, this was possible within a matter of days. So I think we laid some good groundwork for, other companies to contribute to vCluster and bring in their own distros, their own flavors of vCluster. And that's a good thing for the community, because, it opens up possibilities for collaboration and really make vCluster a more essential part of the stack.
And if I'm not wrong, it would be just the way I look at things. I think the best, the most successful open source projects are those where you see a lot of work done by the community folks, who are really interested in the project. So instead of forking a project to meet their own need or the company doing all the work, if the community comes and contribute, I think that does show the potential of a successful open source project. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the biggest parts of, Kubernetes success is that Kubernetes doesn't try to do everything. A lot of the things that Kubernetes does are actually pushing things out of the core and creating APIs for other people to implement, solutions that fulfill a specific purpose. A good example for this is the storage interface in Kubernetes. There's like probably 50 Kubernetes companies, in the CNCF ecosystem that focus on storage solutions. All of them have their own, drivers for Kubernetes. The cloud providers have their own, there's like a different storage driver for S3 buckets in AWS and then for buckets in Google Cloud, Kubernetes doesn't tell you, hey, storage is covered by Kubernetes with this one solution or this two options, right? Instead, it says, here's an interface. Everybody can implement that interface and make it work for, whatever works best for them and for their infrastructure. And I think that's a really powerful statement. You don't, as the maintainer of an open source project, it's good to open up the project for, contributions. And the easier to make it for other collaborators to join in on a project, the better it is.
We have been covering vCluster on a regular basis. Whenever there is an update, we talk about it. But what are the things that either you are excited about or you do see that's in the pipeline or future, or what are the things that you would like to see?
Yeah, without spoiling too much here about what we're going to announce in a couple of weeks, we do have something really exciting coming up that will open up a whole new area of collaboration and use of vCluster within other products. And that's that we're working on a cluster API provider for vCluster. Cluster API is this, standardized way of spinning up and maintaining Kubernetes clusters has been really powerful. A lot of the managed Kubernetes products like SUSE's Rancher, for example, have been rebasing on cluster API. They had their homegrown solutions to spin up and manage and upgrade clusters. And now, they're using the standard interface, which is a really, really interesting move across the board within the community to kind of standardize on cluster API. What we're doing with vCluster now is working on a cluster API provider. That means you can now use cluster API, or I guess not now, but you'll be able to use cluster API in a couple of weeks to also spin up virtual clusters and manage them just like any other Kubernetes cluster. So although they run inside of another cluster, they behave like a regular cluster and you can spin them up, upgrade them, add your stack to them, everything that cluster API provides as a functionality. I'm super excited about getting this shipped, but yeah, we'll have to wait another couple of weeks. It's still in the process of being finished.
Lucas, thank you so much for talking to me today. And of course, I think this was something was already in the works, right? When we talk about, the EKS folks, AWS folks showed interest in it. So it was just a matter of time when this will be added. So finally it happened. And I can see there are a lot of other things that will be coming into this project. So thanks for sharing those. And as usual, I look forward to our next conversation. Thank you.
Absolutely. Look forward to hopefully seeing you at KubeCon soon.